Okay, good morning, Erev Shabbat Shalom, Parashat Noach. So, whenever applicable, I like to take a halachic topic from the Parashah, and actually, as you probably saw, there are very interesting hakiras and interesting chilukei dinim that have to do with the Keshet Be'anan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's berit that he made with Noach, never again to destroy the entire world with a mabul. So, as everybody knows, there's a gemara in Masechet Berachot that on a when haroe et hakeshet mevarech zocher haberit ne'eman bebrito v'kayem b'ma'amar. Now, looking at the plain text of the gemara, one might think, hey, it doesn't say it b'shem u'malchut, so maybe you shouldn't. And Mehmet the Ravid holds that you don't make this bracha b'shem u'malchut because that's not how it's muskar b'gemara. However, if you look at the text of the Rambam in Perek Yud Minchot Berachot, Halachat Tzayin, the Rambam says, "Haro'e keshet be'anan mevarech, Baruch ata Hashem Elokeinu melech ha'olam, Zocher haberit, ne'eman bibrito, v'kayam b'ma'amaro." And Maran quotes verbatim the lashon of that Rambam, which is they make the bracha b'shem u'malchut. Now the Rosh was asked, "Hey, by the way, the Rosh holds also to make it b'shem u'malchut." So he was asked a very obvious question that if the Gemara wanted us to make the bracha b'shem u'malchut, so why didn't it say it as it does by other brachot? So the Rosh says like this: Da lecha ki chol rabotenu nagu leazkir shem u'malchut b'brachot elu shekol bracha she'en b'shem u'malchut ena bracha ve'en lachush b'zeh lemashkatav ra'avad v'atalmud kitzer bebirkat hayam ve'akeshet af al pi shetzerich leazkir b'shem u'malchut. The Rosh says in the tshuva that all of the brachot of Re'iya that the Gemara says, b'kitzur, without Shem u'malchut, have to be said b'Shem u'malchut, not like the Ravid. Why didn't the bracha say it? Mekatzer. And he says that's the matbe'a of the bracha that everybody's noheg. V'zeh, so says the Rosh. Now, apparently these Rishonim say not. Depends what? For brachot?
Brachot. Sometimes
does it say all every time? Doesn't. Does not. So that's the kash on the Ravid. That's it. That's the kash on the Ravid. Rov kechol harishonim disagree. You already see the Rambam, the Rosh, Tosfot, Mordechi, they all argue. And they hold that Birkot Re'iya, regardless of whether or not the Gemara mentions Shem u'malchut in the text, you make Shem u'malchut, especially based on the klal, and we hold like that, like Rav, there's a machlok of Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. Kol bracha she'in b'shem. Kol bracha she'in b'malchut. In a bracha. We don't like both. Kol bracha she'in b'shem u'malchut in a bracha. Now, the only problem is that a question arises that the Birkei Yosef in Siman Shkaftet, which is Birkat HaKeshet, the Birkei Yosef actually brings down this kushiya. The Tshuvat HaRosh just made us a problem. Why? Because he says the fact that the Gemara doesn't say Shem u'malchut by Birkat HaKeshet and Birkat HaNeharot, nevertheless, it's Birkat HaReiya, and what's the halacha you make b'shem u'malchut? I mean, so the shaila is like this. Says, some say that once the Rosh, not necessarily specifically based on the Rosh, but especially based on the Rosh, that the Rosh compared Birkat HaKeshet to other Birkot HaReiya, based on that, just like by other Birkot HaReiya, Neharot, Yamim, other natural phenomenon that you need shloshim yom ben re'iyah le'iyah, the same thing should apply to keshet, that you should need to wait at least 30 days between every sighting of a keshet to make a bracha. Yafeh?
Set?
Oh! Yafeh. Zakta Birkei Yosef, wrong. He says that's incorrect. Even though, yes, the Rosh does compare the two with regards to Shem u'malchut, that doesn't mean that all of their halachot are similar. And he says, Zehakra. He gives the Birkei Yosef says, Kach kibati merabotai, that they would actually stop in the middle of a shir, they would be batil Torah kedil la'anot amen.
No way.
Yeah.
I always thought they could make bracha quietly, so they don't get disrupted.
Yeah, so they don't notice. But if they did notice,
I want to.
So then, to answer amen, Yeah, it's a Yavo Goy Tzadik Shomer Emunim, says the Gemara, Al Tikre Shomer Emunim, Ela Shomer Sheomer Amenim. זה דבר גדול. גדול העונה אמן יותר מן המברך. Yeah? Anyway, בקיצר, so the Birkei Yosef says, what's the rule here with regards to the Zokt Er? When it has to do that the דבר is במקומו, and I am the Roe, I pass by, then there has to be a sick of 30 יום. But when דבר is not עומד במקומו, the דבר is חולף הולך לו, I'm במקומי. Well, even if, whether I'm being komi or not, but the davar itself that I'm seeing is cholef holech, over there you don't need 30 yom. Therefore what? Harim ha-givoyim, or yamim, neharot, they're omdim bim komam, am deroeh, kvarim, they're omdim bim komam, am deroeh. All that requires a hefsek of 30 yom. But what? Keshet, cholef holech. Yeah? Thunder, lightning, birkat ha-shmi'a, birkat ha-re'iya, all those things are what? Cholef holech, you don't need 30 yom. As soon as that, now again, by Berakim Ra'amim, you need to really know when the storm has passed. Just because it stops raining doesn't mean the clouds have passed, whatever. So there's, the post can discuss that. But if the sky clears, which according to Kule Alma, the sky clears, and then it gets cloudy again, it rains, and now there's another Keshet, or there's another Berakim Ra'amim Bechule, over there you'd make a new bracha. Understand? Yeah, according to the Berakim Yosef, and he says, v'zayin.
No.
The Rosh compared them with regards to Shem Malchut. He didn't compare them with regards to 30 days. Same thing. What about Kibrei Yisrael? 30 days. What about earthquakes? Yeah. Yeah, every time. What about Haroem Makom Shenaasa Lonis? Baruch Shasa Minis. 30 days. Why? It stays. The place doesn't move. You move. Understand? So that's the idea. That's a very, very big chiluk and an important rule. You want to know whether you need a hefsek of 30 days or not. Remember, does the thing that you're making bracha on, did it move? Did it dissipate or did I move? That's the idea that the Berakei Yosef says that you'll be able to say.
Oh, so, it's like a pain. Different kind of pain.
Same king? Every 30 days. Same king every 30 days. Said, but if it's a different king,
Vaday,
yeah. Now, not only that, by Roe Kivei Yisrael, there's machlok taposkim. Everybody agrees that by Roe Kivei Yisrael, if you see another bet kvarot, you make another thing. Not only that, what happens if you see the same kvarim? This is what we hold according to those poskim. You see the same graves, just in the bet kvarot, there were new kvarot added. Make bracha again. Even within 30 days.
Okay, yeah. Sure.
Then you don't make. But, so, no, but that's something b'chol lakid. But, you know, by any normal cemetery, ma'asim b'chol yom, right, that, like Benjamin Franklin once said, the only two things that are certain in life, death and taxes. Yeah, so, you know, you can assume that there's new graves. Anyway, there's a very interesting, you know, one of our favorite tzfanim, I mentioned it on Tisha B'Av, is Ya'arod Devash. מי זה יערו דבש? עליו השלום. יהיה גדול הדורות. רבי יוני סנאיביץ, it's right in דרוש over there. So if you see that the first דרוש in יערו דבש is an in-depth explanation of the ברכות of the עמידה. If you get to דרוש יוד בית, he starts talking about the קשת. And he says a very interesting question that he was asked that actually has a נפקמין על ההלכה, even though it's in the ספר דרוש. Listen to this. He was asked by חכמי הטבע. I guess some scientists asked him, why do you Jews make such a big deal about the rainbow and make a bracha on it, whatever? He says it's not like a phenomenon. He says, they told him there's a natural occurrence and a natural phenomenon. He says, after the rain, if the sun, you know, sun's rays diffract against certain elements of the cloud, it gets colorful and it creates a rainbow. So what are you making such a, it's not a wow phenomenon. It's a thing that happens, an optical illusion really. So why are you making a bracha on it? That was the question of the scientists to Rabbi Yonasan Ivershitz. Zokter, he told them, he answered them based on the Zohar HaKadosh. And he says, the Zohar HaKadosh says that there are two kinds of rainbows. He says there's a natural rainbow that the scientists were talking about. That's the colorful one, right? The seven colored one, the Roy G. Biv one, that, right? Red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, violet one that diffracts against the ultraviolet rays of the sun. That's one. And then there's the one that we that is a special supernatural kind. And he says, based on the Zohar HaKadosh, it's completely kimar'eh atchilit. And that's the one we make a bracha. That was the answer that the Arod Devash gave to the Chachmei HaTeva. Huh? Only blue. Only, well, whatever color tchelet is. Machloket Yishanim, what exactly the color of tchelet is. Right? Could be black, could be green, could be blue, could, whatever. So, whatever, however you want to say tzitzit is, tchelet by tzitzit, that's the color of the says the Rav Yonah Sanayevshitz, that's the color of the keshet that we're making a bracha. Says, enter the Ben Ish Chai. Okay? Watch this. What do you think the Ben Ish Chai is going to do with this? Well, notably, the Ben Ish Chai with regards to Birkot Reiyah is very, very safik brachot la'akel oriented by these brachot. And he says like this. Watch this. Says the Ben Ish Chai, Parashat Ekev Shana Rishona Ot Yudzayin. Haro'e HaKeshet Omer Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam. So he already, he's not choshesh for the Ravid, interestingly, with regards to Shem U'Malchut. He says, make Shem U'Malchut. Yeah, as the Minhag is. זוכר הברית נאמן בביתו וכאן במאמרו ועשו להסתכל ולפי דעת אדון מהריזל ביערות דבש מי זה? Yeah. He says יש תרי גבני קשת אם כן צריך לברך בלי שם ומלכות דאין איתן יודע. Nobody really knows what's the קשת that's כולו תחלת that the Zohar is talking about. טוב, מי הוא? אין דבריו הנזכרים האמורים בדרך דרש כדאי לעקור מנהג ישראל לברך בשם ומלכות. He says over there, he's talking about Bederech Drash. You want to use what he says in the Drashan, Ya'arot Devash, to be Oker Minhag Yisrael. He says, not so fast. He says, U'bifrat ki kol gedolei ha'poskim satmu milai bazeh. All the poskim, nobody makes such a chiluk between the colorful one and the tchelet one. What is the tchelet one? However, miu harotze li'itchased levarech b'li shem u'malchut v'yareh shem malchut b'libo en maznichin oto. If you want to be a chassid and avoid safek brachot la'akel and say the bracha without Shem Malchut and just think Shem Malchut in your heart, said en maznichin oto, and that's the proper way to go. Enter Maran Zichron Bracha and Chazon Ovadia, quoting this Ben Ish Chai and quoting many other poskim, and he says this is not chassidut; it's the contrary of chassidut. He says you are blowing a perfectly good bracha b'shem u'malchut, and he says that's not the halacha. Minhag Yisrael is the kovea, and Minhag Yisrael and the stima, right? The stima of Rishonim teaches us more than the parshanut of the Achronim. Remember, Rabotai, yeah. And none of the Rishonim make such a chiluk, even though it's brought down b'derech drash in the Arud Devash, which is mikorom ha'zohar. Nevertheless, Minhag Yisrael is the kovea, and a person who doesn't want to make it based on this Arud Devash, he's not acting like a chassid. He's blowing a perfect bracha. And therefore, Maran Zichron Bracha says, "En alacha kedat Rabbi Yosef Chaim Bazin. Lo chassidut." Yeah, what are you saying? I don't know what
he did. Or he knew when it was real fake.
Maybe, yeah, maybe. You also have to say that the reason that
you're showing it is because the whole time they were just talking about the other one.
Correct. So?
It's not sure that they didn't say anything about it.
You don't find any of them making such a reference to multicolored one versus the tchelet one, whatever that means. Now again, I will say, Agon Chacham David writes in Halacha Beronin Simanesh Kavtet, he does bring down several poskim. You know, sometimes because there is an element of, you know, ultraviolet ray diffraction by a rainbow, you could see rainbows regardless of rain. You know that. All the post in the spring and stuff, whatever. All the poskim agree that you do not make a bracha on it. You must, the bracha on rainbow must be on rainbow. Right? We're going to see the pasuk after the rain. Right? It's got to be after a cloud, after a rain cloud. Zebe vadai. That's b'lishum safek. Even though,
you stare at that one?
Oh, we're going to get to staring in a moment. So that's one thing. Now, I want to read to you, there's a very interesting, following up on this Yadav Devash, there's another chiluk in rainbows that the Ha'amek Davar, Mize, the Netziv, the Gaon Netziv Mivalozhin, Rav Naftali Tzvi Yehuda Berlin, yeah, whose granddaughter married the, yeah, No.
No.
Who is the Reshiva after? You got to know this because some of you know some of you are in another.
Basically.
No.
The
Nitziv's
grandson?
No. Listen carefully.
What's the child?
After the Nitziv was the after there were the Nitziv was the third Reshiva of Elazar. The first Reshiva, Rav Chaim of Elazar. His son was the second Reshiva of Itzel of Elazar. Yeah. After that, his son-in-law was the Nitziv, who was the Reshiva after him. The Nitziv's son-in-law was the Reshiva after him, Rav Rafal Shapir. Right? Rav Fral Shapir Mabalajan. Rav Fral Shapir's son-in-law was the Reshiva after him. That was Chaim Brisker. Chaim Soloveitchik. Chaim Brisker was married to the granddaughter, to the maternal granddaughter of the Nativ, and he was the Reshiva after that. And shortly thereafter, the Yeshiva closed. Now, Bekitzer.
The Yeshiva closed down.
The Yeshiva closed
down.
Way before, because the Russians wanted to force secular studies, and the Reshivas agreed that there had to be, they would rather close down the yeshiva than to teach, than to teach secular studies. Go figure. Anyway, the kids are, so, Yeah, anyway, just with the secular studies that they closed down the yeshiva because of. Anyway, the kids are, whether or not, you know, the Nitziv would be in agreement with that, that's a different story altogether.
It doesn't sound like
Nitziv and Rukhaim, whatever. Okay, anyway. So the Nitziv, the famous Nitziv Mivalozhin, Gaon Atzum. So the Nitziv in Ha'amik Davar in Parashat Noach on the Psukim of Keshet Be'anan, he writes something very interesting. He says that the only thing, the only time you make a bracha on the Keshet is when it's visible only for a few moments, and then it gets covered. That's the kind of keshet you make a bracha on. But if it's a keshet that's wholly visible for a long time, that's not the kind of keshet that HaKadosh Baruch Hu meant as the brit to Noach, and you don't make a bracha on him.
Why?
That's what he says. Just like the Arut Devash was mavdil between two different keshets, the Hamik Davar also answers, it's not a phenomenon. He says, yeah, the phenomenon is when it's there, you know, and it's barely there, comes for a minute, and then goes away. That's the one that Hashem meant as the brit, but the one that's there for a long time, you don't make a bracha. Now, that's another thing that we don't find the poskim being mechalik, how long it's there. The Rishonim didn't, most of the Achronim didn't, and that's not something we are noheg to be choshesh for. You ever timed a rainbow to see how long it's there? You don't. Aval mikol makom, listen very carefully. There's a Shla Kadosh, also the Shla Kadosh in Parashat Noach, who discusses this, who would kind of deflect the chilukim that the Arut Devash and the Hamik Devar said. The Shla Kadosh says like this. He says, all of these things, listen what he says. V'shamati b'shem Rabbeinu Moshe Esilis. Sheamar she'afal pi she'akeshet be'anan midirech ha'teva. The Rama was already asked this question. The Rama was way before V'yonis Naibsh. It's not way, I mean, it was 150 years before him. Anyway, Bekitzer, so the Rama was asked this question, and what did he answer? They were all the later Acharonim were trying to answer, it's a natural occurrence, so why do we make a bracha? So Rav V'yonis Naibsh had said the Tchelet thing. And the Hamik Davar said the what? The quickly disappearing Keshet. Says the Rama, quoted by the Shla, שאפעל פי שהקשת בענן היא מדרך הטבע, מכל מקום, אם היו זכאים, לא הייתה הקשת נראית בענן, כי אילו היו זכאים, לא היה יורד המטר אלא בלילה, בשעה שבני אדם נמצאים בבתיהם כמו בלילי שבת, והקשת לא תראה, אלא כשהמטר יורד ביום. Says the Rama, the קשת is always considered a phenomenon. You know why? And it's always considered the קשת of the ברית. And it always comes to represent the Berit of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know why? Because even though it's natural, but it's still a phenomenon. You know why? Because if we were truly Zaka'im, if we were on the level, Hashem would only make it rain at night, such that you wouldn't be able to even see the Keshet. And therefore, since He's bringing it during the day, regardless of its form or how long it's there, regardless of its color, says the Rama, that in and of itself is a Zikaron of the Berit, and you'd have to make the bracha. So according to the Rama, all of the other chilukim follow it. Understand? Now, whether or not you would make, this is machloket haposkim, Maharsham, Sefer Berit, and others hold, what happens if you do see a rainbow at night? Sometimes you can see it at night. By moonrise and moonfall, sometimes you'll see it. It's machloket haposkim. It sounds according to the Shlah, would you make a bracha on a rainbow at night? No. It sounds according to the Shlah.
Because
it's not rainbow. According to the, and some Rishonim say that too, the Rokeach says it's only during the day. But Maharsham seems to say la'alacha, and there are other Acharonim that say la'alacha, that a rainbow can be seen, and you do make a bracha at night also, v'chena minhag. That if you see during the spring, sometimes with moonrise or moonfall, you see a rainbow during the night. Now I guess it's hard to tell, and maybe you can't really discern the color so much.
About,
huh? Yeah, especially that. But the minhag is to certainly make the minhag. But all I'm bringing the shlah for, b'shem arama, is that it would deflect the chilukim of the Yarut Devash and the Ha'amik Devash. What are you saying there?
I don't fully really qualify the problem. You make brachas of thunder and lightning.
So the answer is, what does the phenomenon mean? Something that instills awe in people. You know what I'm saying? Harimu Gva'ot, Yamim, those are also natural phenomenons. They're natural. They were there from Shisha. But when you see it, like, whoa, it's awe-inspiring. A rainbow's pretty.
On Grand Canyon, you would make bracha.
So that I think is a machlok that
possible.
Niagara Falls. Niagara Falls, you don't.
You
don't. Because it's not one of the things the Chachamim instituted.
Also, like that means.
Yeah.
Rabbi Yosef, you can drive a car through a tree.
And
the tree is so big, you can get a hold of it and you drive it through a tree.
Sure.
So you don't make bracha on that?
It's like driving under Grand Concourse in the Bronx, in the Cross Bronx.
It's not natural.
You're driving through a building. You know that.
Grand Canyon. But if you go on a roller coaster, even if a rainbow is heaven, even if a rainbow is heaven, that's crazy.
But it has to be awe-inspiring. That's the point. That lechayru was the question of Chachmei Teva to Rabbi Yonasan Iverson. You know, it's pretty. It serves as inspiration for a kid's drawing, you know what I'm saying? That's no, you didn't talk about that. Cool. I guess you can see the yam. No, you can see the yam because when you see it. No, you have to see the moon shining. Now, Rabotai, I want to move on and tell you another piece. There's a very interesting Chaya Adam, Rabbeinu Avraham Danzig. Yeah, he was the Kosek of Vilna. He was the Posek of Vilna when the Grah lived there.
Oh my God.
So he was also.
Don't they claim they're
or something? No, it's true.
No, but it's like his grandson.
No, his son married the
granddaughter of the
Grah. Yeah, whatever. That's also Mechutan, whatever. Anyway, they're a family, you know? Yeah, there's not even Shalant. There's not the Marash. No, Zobotan. Okay. Bekitzer, so the Chayadam brings down a Shaila. He says, are you allowed to go tell people that there's a rainbow outside in order to be Mezakeh Otam Bibracha? So the Chayadam brings down. Everybody knows the famous pasuk in Mishle, and that was adopted by the Chachamim. Right, the pasuk says in Mishle, "Motzi diba hu chesil," that a person who the bearer of bad news is a chesil. So a keshet is kind of bad news. It means that you know you're running into shul and telling people, "Oh, you know, there's a rainbow outside," which means in essence you're telling them God is angry. We should all be dead now, but because of the berit, you know, we're still alive. The Chaya Adam apparently thinks it's bad, and he says you should not tell people about a kishis. Wow. That's the psak of the Chaya Adam. The Mishnah Berurah brings it down la halacha. The Kaf HaChaim brings it down la halacha. Wow. Nevertheless, the Sefer Brit Keuna be'erech keshet kuf. Yeah, Brit Keuna mize Hagaon Rabbeinu Chalfon Moshe Kohen. Shoel v'nishal Av Bedin Jerba. He was the Av Bedin and Jerba. He was the Rebbe of the Rebbe of the Ish Matzliach. Okay? So the Ish Matzliach's Rebbe was a Gaon Rabbeinu Rachamim Chai Shwita HaKohen, whose Rebbe was the Av Bedin of Jerba, a Gaon Atzum Gdol Ador, Rabbeinu Chalfon Moshe HaKohen. So that's one of the
Gdol.
Yes, Iyakonim, Jerba. Yeah. Anyway, it's right off of the Tunis, right off of it. So he writes, he has a Sefer Bit Kuna, he writes over the Halachot and Minhagim of Jerba. So he writes over there, no. He says, Haminhag Pashut, Shekol Aroe Keshet Be'anan, Omer Lachavero Kedeh Levarech Birkat HaKeshet. Udilo Kmo Shekadav Kav Chaim. So he says, well, Kav Chaim is actually after, but he says that you should tell people, because over here, this is not when people, you know, this is not when the bad news thing or Motzi Dibah Ufasil applies, because you're being Mezakeh Oto Bibracha. Maran Zechon Abracha Chazon Ovadia holds like Kim La'alacha, and he says that obviously you shouldn't, you know, if it can be done quieter, it's better, you know, whatever. So there's a sense to that from Sefer Hasidim, which begs the question, why, you know, everybody agrees that you're not allowed to tell somebody about the fact that he lost a relative. That's the quintessential Motzi Dibah Ufasil. Even though, when you tell him, you're mezakeh oto bibracha, you're mezakeh oto b'dayan ha'emet. So how come that doesn't, how come over there we don't say the same thing? Got the question? Yeah, v'yesh li yashiv, that telling a person that his relative died, that's more, you know, the Gemara says all the time, and the post can bring it down, that avilut chadasha is much more chamur than avilut yeshana. Meaning a personal, avilut on a personal level is much harder to digest, and the halachot are much more severe than that of the, so saying, okay, you know, misery loves company. So if you tell a person, oh, by the way, we were all supposed to die. Okay, so that, you know, it's not fun, but, you know, at least everybody's dying together. Or, you know what I'm saying? But when it's a personal avilut, so that's much more painful. So, now, with regards to Roi's question, I want to read to you a Gemara. There's a Gemara in Chagigah, Daf Tet Zayin Amud Aleph. Who just made a siyum on Chagigah? Efoin. Okay, so he says, at least there's a thing. Yeah? He says, look, kulam zochim. No, we just, Baruch Hashem, Shatav HaMutzlachat. Achashverosh brought us down to, no, so they brought us down to, because, you know, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu vested him with the koach to be able to shift the microclusters, you know, so he shifted it, you know. Hutzi Vava Ya'amod, right? The microcluster now shifted, so now we're no longer red, now we're yellow. So that means we can open, and the schools can open 50% capacity, and weekly testing, come on.
Weekly testing?
But die. Anyway.
For the whole congregation?
No, for the school.
By the way, how many protests are completely
listen.
Welcome,
Lives
Matter.
Lives Matter. It's a Rai Le'akov, but on the other hand, it's also very, very comforting, because Kadosh Baruch Hu is giving us very, very subtle pushes out of Galut. Slowly but surely. Bezat Hashem, you know, obviously, Lev Melachim Mesarim B'Yad Hashem. In about, you know, a week and a half, we'll know whether or not there's another big push to get out of it. But, you know, whatever it is. Bezat Hashem, Kadosh Baruch Hu. Huh?
Either the
shelter
or the
guard.
What?
Why not?
No, they're like,
I don't think they're going to let you in because you're not a citizen.
I did.
Of Israel?
Yeah.
So, b'kitzur, I'm not saying it's good. I mean, that's already an ideological thing, whether it's good to be a citizen or not. But anyway, listen, Reb Chaim Brisco wouldn't be happy that you're a citizen. Others would, you know what I'm saying? That's a different story. Huh?
So passport, these are different lines.
Okay, fine. You know, whatever, that's another thing. I could tell you a few entertaining stories about Chaim Brisker and Tamidor of Baruch Ber about Tzion, but that's a different story altogether. Anyway, yeah? Those are stories you're not going to hear by you. Anyway. Huh? No. Anyway, but that's a different story altogether. But listen carefully. The Gemara says in Chagigah, yeah? Person who doesn't care about Kvod Hashem, it's better that he never came to the world. There's a machloket in the Gemara what exactly that means. It says the Gemara, Mahi, Rabbi Abba Amar, Zeh Mistakel Bakeshet. This is one who stares at a keshet. It says the Gemara Dichtiv, there's a pasuk in Yechezkel. Kemar'e ha-keshet asher yeh be'anan b'yom ha-geshem, ken mar'e ha-noga saviv hu mar'e demut kevod Adonai. Which means, first of all, you see from the pasuk, b'yom ha-geshem, like we said before, but also a keshet is a reference. It's supposed to represent the look of Kvod Hashem. So if a person looks at it, it's like he's being mezalzel in Kvod Hashem. And the Gemara also says there are three things which if a person stares at them, enav kevot, and what are they? Keshet, nasi, v'kohanim. Right? Nasi, if you stare at the nasi too much, because it's a lack of kavod, and kohanim, because the Gemara says, metzitz min acharakim, it's actually midrash. Between their hands, during Birkat Kohanim, that the Shekhinah is supposed to rest on their hands, and if a person stares there, that's, you know, with the minhag, that Kohanim... We said, that's why we cover the talit, to avoid this thing. So one of the reasons.
Right? Huh?
That's fine. Now listen carefully. It's supposed to be marbe kavana. Anyway, now, Rabotai, listen carefully. Why don't you listen carefully? Based on this, the Orchot Chaim Milonim brings down that the Rosh was asked the following question: how can we ever make a bracha on a keshet? The Gemara says you're not allowed to look at it. No? Oh, female. The Rosh, quoted by the Orchot Chaim, says that there's a very big difference between re'iya and istaklut. The Gemara says, zeh mistakel b'keshet ez asur. But the Gemara in Berachot that speaks about the bracha says, haro'eh et ha'keshet. What's the difference between re'iya and istaklut? Re'iya is fleeting, which means what? You see it, you look away. And then, istaklut. Istaklut is hitbonenut. You look at it, you probe it, you analyze it. That's a lack of kavod and that's asur. Where else do we see the same thing? By the Levana. Levana, haro'eh et ha'levana mevarech asher b'ma'amaro baran shafakim, but you're not allowed to be mitbonin. And not only that, the Gemara says that if a person's mitbonin b'tzurat ha'levana, then kubanim bring it down too, it's kasher shikha, because to forget, a lot of people do that. You're supposed to look at it, make sure it's clear, turn away. That's it. Huh? What?
Some people look at the moon because they want to see the clouds are going.
Say that it's for halachic, you know, necessity. But after that, you don't look. Also, you know who else makes such a chiluk? There's Sefer Chifetz Hashem. Who could have Sefer Chifetz Hashem?
That's
funny. No? Pasuk in Mishle Chifetz Hashem, Biyado Yitzlach. Chifetz Hashem was written by Rabbeinu Chaim ben Atar. Efo Atem? So he says, it's Chibushim on Shas.
Wow. No. You don't know that issue
either
because he has a separate or high university.
There's many. So if it's a shame on the Talmud, he writes in Shabbat, the Kufit Chet is Chibushim over there. It says, Amar b'yosem miyamai lo nistakalti b'mila sheli. I never looked at my mila. Says the Or Chaim HaKadosh, we have to understand because there is another Gemara in Shabbat of Mem Aleph that a person who never even saw his milah, it's as if he's mitbayesh, it's like he's ashamed of the mitzvah of milato shel Avraham Avinu. Says the Orachayim HaKadosh of the Chepetz Hashem, b'medayek in what Rabbi Yosef said, miyamai lo nistakalti b'milah shel, which means what? I was never mitbonen, I never analyzed, I've never probed it. That's what he meant. But bevadai, seeing it in a fleeting manner, if a person always, every time he undresses, covers his eye, doesn't even want to see his milah, even in a fleeting manner, that's kilu is mitbayesh minilato. That's a different story. So he makes the same chiluk, and therefore, letzorech habracha bevadai, you're allowed to see it fleeting and make the bracha in that way. Yeah. Because, right, the Gemara says you're not asuli stakel beisha klal. You're not allowed to. Maran brings it down also in Ibn Aizer Siman Kaf Aleph, right? And mistakel beisha and mishtamshin. Yeah, Ibn Aizer. Yeah. So he says you're not allowed to look, but riya be'alma. You're allowed to see riya be'alma and then just turn away. Whatever. It doesn't. You're not obligated to wear a blindfold in the street as you're walking. Yeah. The Gemara says mistakel or holecha chare isha because over there that's something that requires more, you know, focus. Now. He used to write and draw. Yeah.
They were looking at what?
At the women in Bet Adin.
Really?
Yeah. Anytime there were women in Bet Adin, he never looked.
Why?
why it's or why not when they're giving berachot or something.
He never looked at women.
Oh, meaning the only things he would have saw were women in the bed that he didn't.
No, no, no. He saw women came to him for berachot, but he would never look at them. He always looked the way. Manan Zichron Berachah's Shmirat Ha'inayim was legendary. Manan Zichron Berachah's Shmirat Ha'inayim was legendary. People did not know.
No, no, it's not the way you talk about it.
Legendary, mamash. Anyway, the Kitzur, there's a story brought down in the Bira Ro'in by Rabbi Yaakov Sasson. He was asked by his Talmidim many times how he retained, how he was such a baki, how he retained everything he learned. And yeah, he pushed them off. He never wanted to say. One time they cornered him. He said, okay, I'll tell you. The Torah says, if you look in the third parasha of Kriyat Shema Vayomer, it says, v'lotaturu acharei levabchim acharei nechem, right? Asher etem zonim achareihim, lema'an tizkeru va'asitem et kol mitzvah. Says the Torah was makish. He says, Miyamai, says I was always very, very careful in Shemirat Ha'inayim, and that's why I was okay. You want to remember your Torah knowledge? You have to have Shemirat Ha'inayim. No Shemirat Ha'inayim, you'll remember nothing. That's what he told me.
Who said that?
Maran Zichron Berachah. Tell me. Yeah. It's a big thing.
You don't hear those stories of
it. Yeah.
You don't hear the story of the Shemirat Ha'inayim. I never
come on. Anyway. So, I want to end off. What? Yeah, picture's fine. Now listen to this, Rabotai. I want to tell you, there's a Be'ur Halacha in Siman Rishkaptet, and with this we'll end. Right? There's very interesting snippets of Halachot with regards to rainbows that I wanted to share with you. But anyway, there's a Be'ur Halacha that Blaib Shver in Tzarech Iyun, and he says, it's a short one. Haro'e Takeshet, says the Be'ur Halacha, לא נתבאר אם צריך שיראהו בתמונת קשת ממש, שהוא כחצי גורן עגולה, או אפילו ראה מקצת מן הקשת די. All he says, the Gemara and the Poskim don't say, do you need to see the entire rainbow? What's the entire rainbow? Like a semicircle, right? From the ground up to the cloud, that's a real rainbow. Or even if you see only a piece of it, that's enough. Doesn't say. And therefore what? Says there's a Sefer HaBerit, who quotes this Biur Halacha. He says we have to treat this safek like any other safek brachot lehakel, which means that according to the Biur Halacha, you'd only be able to make the Birkat HaKeshet with Shem Malchut if you see the entire rainbow from ground to sky.
The rainbow is actually a full circle. You only see half of it, it's over the horizon.
Right. But
you see the entire thing?
No, but he says Chatzi Goren Agula. That's a regular rainbow, is that. But once again, several poskim say that.
I didn't know where the kids think the pot of water.
Yeah, that's fake.
I know, but okay. How do you know where it starts to the share? Oh, it has Chatzi Gula, Chatzi Ding. I don't know if it starts here or here. I just see from here.
You don't have to be so medictive. The point is that you see a big thing. And I think I've seen one like that. One second. So the Mishnah Berurah holds like that, and others hold like that. The Agaon Rav Chaim Palachi holds like that in She'elot U'Tshuvot Lev Chaim, which is another big one. Nevertheless, Maran Zichron Berachah quotes his friend, his colleague, his friend from Yeshiva, from Planet Yosef, the Divrei Shalom Agaon Rabbi Shalom Mizrahi. Yeah, Agaon Gam Ken Gaon Gadol, he was his friend on the Beddin.
What community?
He was Chalavi.
I don't know, came to America?
No, Israel. Anyway, Bekitzur, I learned with his sons in Yechaveda. So anyway, Bekitzur, so Divrei Shalom also writes, once again, that, you know, the same thing we've been speaking about before. First of all, you have Koach HaMinhag, which nobody's makpid to see the whole thing. And you see the poskim rishonim v'acharonim are not, they're not mechalek between, now when you see, this is machloket, by the way, you have to see the whole Yamagadol or not. That we do see in the poskim. But with regards to Keshet, the Minhag over there also is that you don't need to see the entire Yamagadol. There's another machloket what Yamagadol is. The Atlantic, the Mediterranean, whatever. But at the end of the day, over here, the Minhag is Kovea, and we don't see any of the poskim saying that you need to actually see the entire rainbow. And Minhag Gadol Kocho Shel HaMinhag Ba'alacha, and Maran Zichron Berachah holds in Chazon Ovadia, that even if you see just a portion of the rainbow, you make the Bracha B'Shem HaMalchut, V'chein Amad Daber, V'chein HaMinhag Rabotai, Ad Kan, just bear with me for a minute, and we will go to the Dvar Torah Parasha. Okay.
Also,
Mikey.